Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to the reading of the book. This is the 20th reading, about halfway through the book, actually, of The Degree of the Woman in the Religion of Islam, page 100, exactly, where the chapter we're starting with is entitled Maryam, the Mother of Isa, the Mother of Jesus. May Allah be pleased with her. So, alhamdulillah, it's a fairly, it's a chapter that'll take two or three readings. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin rahmanirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Beginning to open your receptivity to the Mother Maryam, Mother of Jesus. Maryam's mother commended what was in her womb to Allah, and through this she surrendered completely to Him. She knew that her child was from Allah and for Allah, and that He would care about it from the moment of conception until it died here in this dunya. When Maryam was only about 12 years old, Allah took her parents from this dunya, and she was looked after by her uncle Zakaria. And from that time on, she spent most of her time in the temple. Allah says in His Quran, "Remember the wife of Imran," said, "My Lord, I have vowed unto Thee that which is in my belly as a consecrated offering. Accept it from me. Lo, Thou art the hearer and the knower." And when she was delivered, she said, "My Lord, lo, I am delivered of a female." Allah knew best of what she was delivered. The male is not as the female. And lo, I have named her Mary. And lo, I crave Thy protection for her and for her offspring from Shaitan the outcast. And her Lord accepted her with full acceptance and vouchsafed to her a goodly growth and made Zakaria her guardian. And whenever Zakaria went into the sanctuary where she was, he found that she had food. And he said, "O Mary, whence cometh unto thee this food?" And she answered, "It is from Allah. He giveth without stint to whom He will." Quran 3:35-7. When Maryam was born, her mother sent her to the Holy of Holies to be a special child for God. And in this holy place was the prophet Zakaria. She gave Zakaria her holy child, and Zakaria gave her everything a child needed. While she was growing up, Zakaria would come to visit her. And near her, he would find winter fruits in the summer and summer fruits in the winter. And from these signs, he knew that she was holy. He asked her, "Where do these things come from?" And she answered him, "From my beloved God. Allah sent her everything." The Persians claim that 50 years after Alexander the Great defeated Babel, Maryam, the daughter of Imran, gave birth to Jesus, alayhi wasalam. Other Christians claim that she gave birth to Jesus, alayhi wasalam, 360 years after Alexander the Great defeated Babel. They also claim that Yahya ibn Zakariya, alayhi wasalam, was born 6 months before Jesus, alayhi wasalam. They mention that Maryam became pregnant with Jesus, alayhi wasalam, at the age of 14, and that Jesus, alayhi wasalam, was raised to heaven at the age of 33, and that Maryam lived 60 years after that. They also mention that Yahya met Jesus, alayhi wasalam, by the Jordanian River when he was 30 years old, and that Yahya was killed before Jesus was raised to heaven. Zakaria, Yahya's father, and Imran, Maryam's father, were married to two sisters. Zakaria was married to Yahya's mother, who was the sister of Maryam's mother. When Imran died while his wife was pregnant with Maryam, it was Zakaria who took care of Maryam after she was born and after her mother died, because Maryam's aunt was his wife. Maryam's pious mother was Hannah bint Fakud ibn Kabil. This genealogy is attributed to Ibn Ishaq and Ibn Abbas. According to another tradition, Hannah, the mother of Maryam, was the wife of Imran, and Hanana, the mother of Yahya, was the wife of Zakaria, and they were sisters. And Maryam was the mother of Isa, so Isa and Yahya were maternal cousins. Maryam was in service at the temple, and Yusuf ibn Yaqub al-Najjar is said to have been Maryam's cousin, a carpenter who was also in service at the temple. They used to sweep and wash and serve the people and were themselves pious worshippers. Ibn Jarir and others have said, "One day Maryam ran out of water. They both asked, used the grotto on the Mount of Olives as a source of water. She asked her cousin Yusuf to go with her to fetch water, and he declined, saying he had his sufficiency for that day, and so Maryam went to fetch the water alone. There she found Jibril, who Allah sent in the image of a complete man. We sent to her our spirit, Ruhana, and it took on for her the likeness of a harmoniously proportioned man." Quran 19:17. Thinking that he was a man who might harm her, she asked refuge from Allah from him. Jibril said to her, "I am truly a messenger from your Lord, sent in order to give you a pure son." And in another verse in the Quran, "O Maryam, truly Allah gives you the good news of a word from him." Quran 3. 45. She said, "My Lord, how can I have a son when I have not been touched by any man and I am not unchaste?" Quran 19 through 20. The angel said, just like that, your Lord says it is easy for me, and we will make him to be a sign for the people and a mercy from us. And it is a matter that has already been decreed. Quran 19:21. It is also said when Maryam heard this, she surrendered to Allah's decree, and Jibril blew within her chest and left her. She filled her jug with water and returned to the temple, and when the signs of pregnancy became apparent on her, her cousin Yusuf was disturbed and did not know how to interpret the matter. He could not accuse her of being unchaste because he was a witness of her piety and righteousness, and she was never absent from his sight. He was deeply disturbed, so he decided to speak with her, and he asked her, do plants grow without seeds? Do trees grow without rain? Could there be a child without a man? To all these questions, Maryam said yes. And she asked him, did you know that Allah made the plants emerge without seeds the day he created them? Did you know that when Allah originated the trees, he did so without the rain? And that in his power that makes the rain a source to feed the tree, after he originated both of them, the seed and the tree? Or do you think that Allah depends on the rain? Yusuf said, it is Allah who has power over everything, and that when he wills something, he just says, be, and it is. And Maryam said, did you know that Allah created Adam and Eve without a man or a woman? When she said these words, her innocence became clear to him. And he knew that it was Allah who had put something special within her, and that it was not his place to ask about it if she chose to conceal it from him. Yusuf continued to serve in the temple and took over her duties because he noticed that she was weak and pale and had never been like that before. And when her due time came, Allah inspired Maryam to leave the land of her people, for they would shame and kill her if they saw her. She first went to her sister and informed her. Her sister was also pregnant and had already given her the good news that she would have Yahya. Yahya's mother saw in a dream that Yahya prostrated within her womb in affirmation to the prophethood of Jesus. The pains of birth led her to the trunk of a palm tree. When the pains severely intensified, she embraced the palm tree tightly, and the angels lined up to watch her. Maryam felt sorrow in her situation, but Allah said to her, do not grieve. Do not grieve. Your Lord has made for you a stream flowing out from beneath the palm, and shake the trunk of the palm towards you, and it will drop right dates upon you. So eat and drink and cool your eyes from your tears. And if you see anyone from amongst the people, say to them, I have made a vow to the merciful to fast, and so I cannot speak to anyone today. From the Quran 24 through 26. And then there's a break in the page 103, there's a break, so I think we'll stop the reading here. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.